the good preaching we've heard and the good singing. And I'm glad I'm saved too. Amen. Amen. Well, I know it's getting a little bit late. And so I'm wondering if there's anybody in here that could give me 15 minutes. If you can give me 15 minutes, would you raise your hand if you'd just give me 15 minutes of preach? Okay, I got three or four over here. Three or four, okay. There's 15, 30, 45, hour 15, hour 30, hour 45, 2 hours, 2 hours, 15, 2:45. I can make it in 2:45. Amen. Let's stand together and we'll look at our Bibles. Amen. Matthew tonight, chapter number 26 in your Bible. Matthew chapter 26 in your Bible. Very familiar scripture. It should all be familiar to you. Amen. Somebody said to me the other day, you're picking out those familiar scriptures. Well, my if you've been saved for very long, all of them supposed to be familiar. Amen. You read your Bible. Amen. And so Matthew chapter number 26, verse 36 is where we're going to be starting from. That'll be our launching pad for the message tonight. Matthew chapter 26, verse number 36. If you're there, say, I am there.
Amen.
Look here what it says. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, saith unto his disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. The Bible says, and he went a little farther. He went a little farther. Let's pray and you can be seated. Father, we sure do thank you for letting us come to the house of God tonight. Lord, you sure are worthy to be worshiped and to be praised and to be exalted and magnified. God, you said if we'd lift you up, you'd draw all men to you. And so, Lord, that's what our heart's desire is for the remainder of this week, is to magnify you and glorify you in such a manner somebody might see you high and lifted up, get closer to you. Lord, I ask God for unction tonight. Lord, I realize if I was to say things right, you don't touch it, nothing will be done. So, Lord, I'm asking God that you'd take my body, a living sacrifice. God, you'd fill me with your spirit. God, that the Holy Ghost of God would take over my body right now. And help me to say, Lord, what you'd want me to say, and use me, God, as a vessel of honor for your glory. And God, if you'll do that, I know there'll be great things done tonight. God, we can go from this night forward looking on to what you're going to do for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can be seated. I'm interested in these verses. In verse number 38, the Bible says that Jesus saith unto them, my soul's exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And then in verse number 39, he went a little farther, and usually right here is where we would preach about Jesus going farther for us, and truly he did. As a matter of fact, he went farther than anyone else could. Amen. If I'm telling it right, you got to say amen every once in a while. Amen. Jesus went farther than anybody else could. Amen. But I want to try to do something tonight to try to encourage you. I've talked with Brother Sexton on several different occasions about this meeting. And there's been times when he said, Brother Frazier, pray for me. I'm asking God if it's God's will for us to continue to have this meeting. And he said, because I don't want to just have it to be having a meeting. Yes. Amen. Is that what you said to me? I don't want to have it to just be having another meeting. Well, there's meetings all over the place. If you want to go to a meeting, you surely can find one. A city as big as Knoxville, well, I'm sure there's a meeting going on all the time. If you just want to go to a meeting, I'm surely you can find one. But Brother Sexton said to me, I don't want to just have it for the purpose or reason of having a meeting. He said, I want my church to get some help. I want my church, I want my people, amen, to go a little farther, amen, than they are. I want them to get something out of the meeting. And the money to him said, that's not the issue. As long as the church is getting closer to God, as long as the church is going farther for God. Amen. So I'm going to preach this little while tonight on going farther with God. Going farther with God. And I'm going to be honest with you now. Not everybody's going to take this message tonight. I'm going to go ahead and tell you up front. Well, I want you to turn in your Bibles with me, if you will, over to the Matthew chapter number 10. Just back up a little bit. We'll look at chapter number 10 and verse number 2 is where we'll start a reading. Here we have the 12 disciples. Y'all can name the 12 disciples, can't you? This guy right here, this short guy right here in the middle. I bet you could stand up right now and name the 12 disciples. I've got him on the spot. I don't know if anybody in here can name the 12 disciples. Amen. But some of you, lady, I bet you can. She's going, don't you dare call on me. The 12 disciples, that's easy. Surely we can name the 12 disciples. Amen. Well, let's look at it. We can't even pronounce the 12 disciples. Okay? So we're going to act like we know how to pronounce the 12 disciples. The Bible says, now the names of the 12 apostles are these. The first, Simon, who is called Peter. And Andrew, his brother. James, the son of Zebedee. And John, his brother. Philip and Bartholomew. And Thomas and Matthew, the publican. James, the son of Alphaeus and Lebaeus, whose surname was Thaddeus. Simon the Canaanite and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent forth. Amen. So I see here there's 12 disciples, 12 apostles that it mentions here in the scriptures. But I am interested in why that we've got a book called the Book of John, and we've got a book called Peter. We got a couple of books called Peter. We've got several books that John had a part in. We've got even a book named James, and you can debate about which James it is. But where's the book of Philip at? Or where's the book of Bartholomew? Where's the book of Lebaeus, if that's how you pronounce it? Where's the book of Thaddeus at? Are y'all listening to me? And so then I found out that in looking at the scriptures, I found out that God allowed some of them to go farther than the rest did. Is that right, Brother Nichols?
Yes, sir.
And I'm interested in why that Peter and the two sons of Zebedee were allowed to go farther. James, we found it out that's James and John. And so Peter and James and John got to go farther than the rest of them did. Is that right? Amen. Well, I you said, preacher, where are you getting that from? Well, if you just look through the Bible, you know how many times you'll find the word Peter or the name Peter in the New Testament? 156 times. And that's not even talking about Simon. And then there's John 130 times, James 38 times. Y'all want to know how many times you find Lebaeus in the New Testament? One. Why is it that we find Peter in there 156 times, not even counting some of his other names he was called by, but you only find this gentleman's name one time? Why is it that God would allow Peter and James and John, amen, to be talked about so much and to be used so much and to get to do so much in the Bible, and then some of them seemingly they didn't do much? We don't have any books written by them. We don't know much about them. Somebody stand up and give me a report on Lebaeus. And you can't pronounce it either, so you don't know if I'm saying it right. I noticed in the Bible, in Matthew and Mark chapter number 9 and verse number 2, that Jesus is going to go up on the mountain. He's going to be transfigured into his glorified body. And you know who he takes with him? Peter, James, and John. The rest of them stayed down at the bottom. Amen. He takes Peter, James, and John up to the top of the hill, and then he transforms himself into his glorified body right there before their very eyes. And sure enough, here comes, who was it? Moses and Elijah. And they come down and they're talking with the Lord. And Peter's mad. I'm telling you what, he said, let's build some churches. Yeah, he'd come up with the brilliant comment. It's good to be here. But where was Lebaeus? Or where was Bartholomew? Well, where was these other guys at? How come they didn't get to go? I looked in Mark chapter 13, verse number 3, and the Bible says that Peter, James, and John, they got over with Jesus and asked him privately some questions that Jesus answered specifically just for them. I find in Mark chapter 14, verse number 33, when Jesus was very heavy, he wanted Peter, James, and John to pray. Here in Matthew even, we're finding that Jesus wanted Peter, James, and John to go farther than the rest of them.
Yes,
wow. Anybody interested in knowing why? But I also found that there was a time in Luke chapter 8 and verse 51 where Jesus has been called to someone's house. Someone's dead on the inside. And Jesus suffered no man to come in. Nobody can come in. Say Peter and James and John.
Amen.
They can come in. Y'all ready? Yeah. Y'all want to know why? Yeah. Anybody interested in why? Y'all know why that Peter, James, and John got to go farther than the rest of them? Is anybody interested in it? Hey, y'all know why? Number one, here it is. Because they wanted to. Amen. And you say, oh, that ain't very deep. It's over our head. Yeah. I'm going to be honest with you tonight. Somebody's spitting up here. I'm going to be honest with you tonight. And throughout this meeting, Brother Sexton, we're going to go as far with God as we want to go. And we can put on a good show here, bud, and I can suck in my gut and stick out my chest and look real spiritual until the meeting's over and back in the car and on my way, and Brother Lockard can sing and Brother Lockard can stand up and Brother Harvey can run and whoa! And then we'll go back to the same thing. And to be honest with you, even though Brother Nichols, we went through what we knew was a meeting and we went through all the things we knew and checked off the list and done everything seemingly right, but we didn't go any farther for God than we ever did. And you know what, young people, listen to me now. Listen to me now. You can go farther with God, amen, than I've ever been, than Brother Harvey's ever been, Brother William. Hey, I'm more than Brother Nichols. Is that? Oh, you say Brother Nichols, he's a great one. Amen, but you can go farther than Brother Nichols has gone. Amen. You young people right here, ma'am, you could. It's not. This is not just for men. Men only. No. Hey, man, I believe there was some ladies that went farther. Yeah. Wasn't it ladies down there at the tomb? Hey, man, where was the men at? Hiding. That's where that's at. Hey, man, that's hiding. But the women went on down there. Hey, man, they want to get the body again. They want, hey. And so they were interested in going farther with God. Yeah. Let me tell you something. You can go farther with God in this meeting. Yeah. I don't need to see your palm. I don't need to see it to tell you what your future in this meeting is going to be. Y'all want to know? Been doing this a long time. Y'all want to know? Man, would you like to know what your future is in this meeting? This meeting that's right here. It's going to be just like it was last year at this meeting. And the year before? And the year before? Boy, you're discouraging us on the meeting. No. I'm trying to tell you that you can go farther in this meeting here. Don't go back and try to look at last year's meeting or the year before and 3 years ago, 5 years ago, Brother Frazier, you preached on this and I remember it. That just because it was about a truck. Amen, Brother Williams. But what about this meeting? Hey, let's focus in. Let's zoom in on this meeting. What is it that we're going to do, amen, that's going to get us farther with God in this meeting than what we did last year or the year before that? Hey, could it be that God would let us go farther with Him in this meeting than we've ever have? Yeah. Now, I'm going to be honest with you, young man. You, young man, listen to me. Not everybody's going to go. There's 12 disciples, 12 apostles, Brother Bud. They all didn't get to go every time. Jesus walks up to a house, somebody's dead in there. Are all of them with Him? Are all of them there? They are on the outside. They're all standing out there in the yard. They're all standing out there in the yard. Jesus said, I'm going in the house. Everybody get out of the house. Everybody get out, but the parents and the, hey, get out of the house. No man can be allowed in here except for Peter, James, and John. Y'all three, come on in the house. Why? Because they wanted to. Because they wanted to. And I'm wondering, starting off this meeting, and here we are, amen, I'm wondering how many in this meeting, really, really, I'm not talking about you going to say it just because the preacher got you on the spot. If I pointed you out, you're going to say, yeah, I want to go farther. Yeah, well, I'm talking about down on the inside. I mean, hey, God knows, amen, down on the inside that you want to go farther with God in this meeting. Amen. So I'm going to be honest with you. Brother Brian, if me and you'd have been here in this day, if we'd have read that list and it would have said, and Peter and Andrew and James and Philip and Brian and Leland and Donnie Harvey, I wonder if we would have been the ones that Jesus would have said, I go up to pray on this mountain. And He turned around and said, you stay here. Except for Wayne and Donnie and Brian, you come with me. I wonder. Can y'all hang with me for just a minute? Really, I ain't even used up 10 minutes of my 2 hours and 45 minutes. It might have seemed a lot longer than 10 minutes. But Brother Nichols, I wonder if your name would have been in that list. If Jesus says, nobody can go in this house except for James Lockard, John Nichols, and Donnie Harvey. Y'all come in here with me. I wonder. You want to know how come Peter, why? You say, well, Peter, because he was so great, and Jesus felt stronger when he had, no, Peter was pathetic. Peter was pitiful, wasn't he? He would, constantly. He was saying stuff he shouldn't have never said. He's constantly, I will never deny you. Though all should deny you, I won't deny you. Yeah, and a few hours later, he's cussing down there by a little girl at the fire. He's always, Peter didn't strengthen Jesus. Come on now. You want to know why, young man? You want to know why? That Peter, James, and John got to go with him? Because he wanted to. It's obvious. It's obvious. He's constantly letting them go with him. Why? Because they wanted to. And you know what? God's going to let you get closer to him in this meeting. Ma'am, you're going to get closer to him if you really want to. It's easy to say, I want to, but it's a whole nother thing. Amen. Down in your heart to say, oh God, I want to get closer to you in this meeting than I've ever been. You'll have to do it on purpose. There's been times when we went to meeting down at the camp. Linda on the way down, Linda say, I'm going to get filled up down here at the camp. June camp meetings, usually it's around her birthday. She said, oh God, I heard her praying. We're coming down the road. She said, oh God, for my birthday, this is what I want. She don't want me to tell you this, but it's okay. Amen, y'all pray for me. She said, oh God, this is what I want more than anything. I don't want a new dress. I don't want a car. All I want is for you to fill me up so I can worship you. And she's crying and weeping while we're going down the road. And we pull in the camp and she's shivering and her hair's messed up and her makeup's already running. And she goes in, you'll know why, as she goes in. And hey, they can't even get up and pray yet. And she's already over. Why? Because she wanted to. And Brother Lockhart, you can go higher in this meeting. You say, oh, I remember back in 1974. Boy, I got on top of the mountain with God. You can go higher than you did in 1974. You said, well, I was praying one time, Brother Wayne. I was been here praying. Nobody was in here. God took me up on the mountain. You can go farther than that. Hey, man, Brother Bed, you say, hey, I was at home one time down behind the barn. God met with me down. You can go higher than that. You can go farther than that. You can go farther with God than you've ever been. If you want to. You say, well, I want to. It's not just saying it with your mouth. See, to go up on the mountain of God requires that you climb a mountain. They didn't just say, Jesus didn't just turn around and say. Do you know what they tell me? Now, from reading some of the commentary, one of the highest levels that they had ever had to climb was that mountain of transfiguration. It wasn't a little hill. It was a mountain. It was one of the highest levels. How'd they get up there? Well, one of them had a scooter. You think so, young man? You think he had a scooter? No. They didn't have any climbing gear? No, didn't have none of that stuff. Well, they had the servants to carry their stuff for them. No, they didn't. You know how Peter and James and John climbed the mountain? One step at a time. You want to know how come maybe the rest of them didn't go? You think, hey, let me ask you a question, Brother Wayne. I mean, I'm already here anyway. Do you think that if Labias would have said, can I go? Lord, can I go with you? Do you think Jesus said, oh no, you can't go. Why, you can't go, Labias. Get over here. Don't even be asking me anymore if you can go. You think? No. You know what would have happened if Thaddeus had said, Lord, could I go with you this time? I heard Peter, James, and John talking about the last time when they went with you, and it was awesome. Can I go this time? You think Jesus said, no, you can't go. Get over and sit down. Who you think you are, Peter, James, or John? No. What would have happened if James the less would have said, but Lord, you're always taking James. Can I go one time? What do you think? Come on, bud. What do you think? You think Jesus said, no, you can't go. Oh. No, he'd have said, You want to go?
Amen.
What if you'd have been there, young man? What if you'd have been there? Now, it's very possible that you might be around the age that John, the Apostle John, was. We don't know exactly, but he was young. John was young. We don't know how old he was, but he was a lot younger than Peter was. You know why? You want to know why John went? Because he wanted to. You want to know why Peter went? Because he wanted to. Hey, you want to know why James went? Because they wanted to. Number two, y'all ready for this? Hey, man, here we go. Because they were willing to. I'm looking in the Bible, and I see they've been fishing all night long. Same guys. Peter, James, and John, hey, man, they've been fishing all night long. Ain't caught a thing. Come back in, man. Here they come in with their 250 Evan Rude or Johnson. Hey, man, pulling into the dock. No, they didn't. You want to know how they come in? Now, it wasn't no little teeny 15-footer. You can't go down into the bottom of this thing and go to sleep. Are y'all listening? That thing must have been a ship. It was a good size one. Peter and James, Peter and his brother on one, James and John on the other. Hey, you know how they come in? And then all night. They go, and they're getting close over, and they're physically exhausted, and they look, there's a bunch of people standing out there. Jesus says, hey, bring that thing over here. Let me stand on it. And so sure enough, Jesus gets on there, and then Jesus turns around and says, all right, let's cast out into the deep. You want to know how they get back out into the deep? No. You want to know how they get back out in the deep? What do you think? Lord, we have toiled all night. And we've taken nothing. Peter, he was a fisherman. He knew how to fish. He fished all night long. He ain't took nothing. You think he's tired?
Yes, sir.
He's give out. He's exhausted.
Amen.
He's been fishing all night long. They done cleaned the nets, Brother Bishop. They done cleaned up the nets. It's time to go to the house. Get a nap, eat a bologna sandwich. And Jesus said, cast out into the deep. The deep? My Lord. You want to know how come they went farther? Because even when they didn't want to, they were willing to. Here they went. Nevertheless, Lord, nevertheless, I will. So they got their nets and loaded them back up. And reached back down there and got a hold of them oars. Said, all right, Andrew, you ready? Here they went. Give out. You ever stayed up all night? Belly was probably rumbling. To the deep now, Brother Nichols, the deep. The deep is not 6 foot out. I mean, they're having to go way out there. And sure enough, they get out there. Jesus said, cast out over here. He does. And y'all know what happened. The boat is full. Partners are coming. Their boats are full. We're going to sink. Whoa, God's on the boat. Peter says, I'm a sinful man. Oh, God, depart from me. I'm a sinful man. You want to know why Peter, James, and John got to go? You know who their partners was over there, don't you? James and John. He hollered, hey, come over here and get these fish. So I'm asking you, Brother Wayne, just because Jesus said to Peter, cast out, launch out into the deep, why did James and John pull their boats out there too? Y'all ever think about that? He comes up to Peter, Peter, launch out into the deep. So when Peter started out through there, for some reason, James and John said, we're going to follow out there and see what happens. You don't know why they did it? Because they felt good. They didn't have nothing else to do. No, they was exhausted, tired, probably stunk. Their dial had probably already wore off. You want to know why they followed him in the boat? Because they was willing to. They said, hey, there goes Peter and Andrew out through there. Well, we're not going to go to let them out there with Jesus all by themselves. Hey, he turned around and said, hey, grab a all this, James, and let's grab this thing and let's go. Hurry. And when they got out there, sure enough, they come floating up. Hey, get over here. We got more fish than we can handle.
Amen. Good preaching.
You want to know why? You want to know why Peter, James, and John got to go farther? Because they wanted to.
Yes, sir.
Because they was willing to. Y'all ready for this last one?
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, that's the one you've been waiting on. Was the last one, honey. Here it is. Look at this last one. Because they were wise enough to. In John chapter 6 and verse 67, Jesus is asking the great question. A bunch of people had left him. You ever had anybody leave you? He had thousands. 5,000 men he fed. Thousands. That's not including the women, sir, and all the children. Thousands. Thousands of people are fed. You turn the page and they're all gone. Jesus turns around and looks at Peter, James, and John and his disciples and says, "Will you also go away?" And Peter said, "Where are we going to go?" Pretty smart fella, right? Amen. Thou hast the words of eternal life. You want to know why Peter, James, and John went farther? Because they was wise enough to. Let me ask you a question. Hey, look at me for just a minute. What is plan B? If it's not Jesus, what is plan B? If it is not Jesus and Him on the cross and Him shedding His blood, and if this Bible's not true, amen, and it's all just a book and we slide it off the table, let me ask you a question. What is plan B? You can answer it real quick. There ain't no plan B, Brother Frazier. Well, if there's only plan A, and God didn't make a plan B, then surely we ought to say, "God, if all there is what I've got right here, then I want to go farther." Now, Brother Bud, I talked to somebody real spiritual a while back, and they said, "Well, you preaching about them crayons and everything." Said, "I'm not interested in them crayons and everything." Said, "I just want to serve God because I love Him. He don't have to give me no crayons or nothing. And all them rewards and stuff," he said, "I'm not really interested in all that. I'm just going to do it because I love Him." Well, there's two or three people standing there. Boy, don't that sound good? You know what I said, though, don't you? Well, I want them crayons.
Sure.
I want every crayon He has for me. I want every reward. I want every, whatever He's got for me, I want it all. You say, "Well, you sure are selfish." I didn't say what He's got for Bud, I want it all. I said, I want what God's got for me, I want it all. You know what I want for Bud? I want God to give Bud everything He's got for Bud. I want it all. I want every reward. I want every crown. Because you know what it means, sir, to get all that? It means the one that I gave my life, I went farther. I didn't just say the words and say, "Jesus, save me," and get in a baptistry and get baptized and go on about my life and not even be faithful to God and do it. Hey, I don't want to do that. I want to go farther. And I want to be able to take them crowns. Man, Brother Bud, I want to be able, amen, take what He just gave me and put it on my head, take it back off. And looking at it, sir, I want it to be just filled. I want to turn around and look at it. And I want it to just be filled, amen, with things that God's done through me. Hey, young man, you can have one better than mine. You can. See, I didn't get started until I was older than you before I ever got started. I was 26 years old and I got saved. You probably ain't even 26 years old, are you? You got a way head start on me. My. All those years I wasted, half my life nearly, I wasted. And not only did I waste it, amen, but I did it negative. I was serving the devil, amen. I want to be able to take that off. I want to be able to take it off, Brother Bud. I hope Bud's close enough. Amen. I hope you are, Brother Bud. Let's ask God if he'll let you be close enough for me and you can do it at the same time. I hope when I pull mine off like this right here, I turn around, look over there, and there's Bud. He's taking his off. Can you picture it? And he's taking it off. Man, we're going to have us a time. And about that time, Brother Bud reaches over and goes, look here. Look down there. And there's Brother Wayne down there. He done took his off. He's down there crying, oh God. Oh. We're looking up at him. We're looking at him. We're seeing Jesus, amen, with our glorified eyeballs. Amen. And all, hey, nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. Well, God, you just don't know how sick I was. Or God, you don't know how they done me. Or God, they said this. Or they got on Facebook and made a whole paragraph about me. Oh, woe is me. None of that's going to matter. All that's going to matter, young man, is at that great celebration of worship, is you're going to be able to slide what you've done for God off. And according to the Bible now. According to the Bible. Amen. I got Bible for it. Yeah. Amen. King James Bible too, right there. Yeah. Amen. We're going to be able to get down on our face. And we're going to be able to cast our crowns. I'm going to look over at Bud. Bud's going to go, whoa! And I'm going to be able to, hey, some of y'all can't get in on this, but I can get in on this real good. Amen. Me and my wife's going to be right here with me. That's right now. Is that right, Brother James? Are we joining ours together? Amen. She helped me be what I am. Are y'all listening to me, ladies? You helped him be what he is. You can discourage him. You can hold him back. You can say, well, I don't want you to go up there and pray again. I thought we was going to go have a night out. We was going to have a day. Lady, let him do something for God. Let him go farther. Encourage him to go farther. Honey, I want you to go farther. Me and Brother Bud. Man, I took mine off. I look over at Brother Bud, and Bud's got one bigger than mine. That ain't fair. God, why did he get? No, ain't going to be none of that. No. All I'm going to be is concerned about what God let me do with my body. Amen. I'm going to be able to lay it down at his feet. Now, Linda's probably going to be pushing. Let me in her. And she's going to want to get over so she can touch his feet and kiss him and love on him. Amen. And Brother Wayne's going to be over there. Amen. He's going, and Brother Harvey's going to say, let me give him mine. Hey, and where are you going to be at? You say, oh, that front row, that's just specifically for preachers. No. That's for whosoever wants to be there. Young man, you could be. You can go so far for God. And y'all young ladies, is it okay if I talk to you young people? Man, you guys are awesome. And you got such a head start on me. You could go way past me. Y'all that can play the instruments and sing the songs. You young men that are pure. How rare it is for some young men to be pure. Amen. How rare it is for some young ladies that are pure. One preacher said it like this. He said, if you're a virgin on your wedding night, you're a virgin for the rest of your life. What about that? Amen. Wouldn't it be something? Wouldn't it be something if you went farther? I promise you, young man, Brother Wayne won't get jealous if he sees you going on by him. Brother Bud won't say, ho, ho, now, whoa, boy, you get back here. You can't go up this mountain. No. Don't get jealous. I believe there could have been four on the hill with them. How many of y'all believe that? If they'd wanted to. I believe there could have been four on the hill with Jesus. If they'd been willing to. I don't know the conversation. You don't neither, but I ain't even used up but maybe three of my 15 minutes. But ma'am, I know this. I believe Jesus turned around like this and said, I'm going up on this mountain here. Who wants to go with me? And I believe Peter, James, and John stood up immediately. Said, we want to go with you, Lord. I don't know what Bartholomew said. Maybe he turned around and looked over at Lebius and said, I'm just tired, man. You tired? Yeah, I'm tired. I don't know, maybe one of them was Got him one of those smartphones, and he was over trying to look up something on the internet. I don't know what he was doing, but I know one thing. I believe if any of those others would have said, "Lord, can I go with you? Lord, can I go with you this time?" You know what I believe he'd have done? I believe he'd have said, "You want to go with me?" Now I'm going to tell you now, it's not going to be easy to go up this mountain. It's going to be hard. This is a high mountain. It's not going to be easy on you. You're going to be exhausted to get up this mountain. Hey, to go pray with me, it's not going to be an easy thing. I believe the devil was there. Y'all believe that? I believe the devil was there. Jesus is about a stone's throw away. And for me, that's like right there. Wasn't very far. I believe the devil was there. If you're going to get closer to God, God might say something like, "Peter, Satan has desired to sift thee. He's going to take you and put you in a screen. He's going to see what's real, Peter, and what ain't. But I've prayed for you. I really wonder if there's anybody in here that really wants to go farther with God." And let me say this. I don't know, Brother Wayne, if you're going to give an invitation or not. Brother Wayne said, "I could give one." Listen to this. I believe all of those people, all of those disciples, do y'all believe it? I believe they could have won if they just asked. Do you know what I believe? I believe you. You, young man. I believe you can go farther with God than you if you'll just ask Him. "Lord, in this meeting, can I go farther with you?" Young lady, you. Hey, and you. Hey, listen, older folk. This ain't just about kids. You say, "Well, I'm old now. I remember when I really wanted to be on fire for God, but I'm old now." Let me tell you something. I can show you some old people in this Bible. Simeon. Some of these old people in here. Anna. I wonder if there'd be anybody in here tonight in the start of this meeting that would be willing to come and ask God, "Lord, can I go with you in this meeting and go farther than I've ever been?" Let's bow our heads together tonight. I'm wondering tonight if there's anybody in here that's saying, "God," and not saying it with your lips and not saying it with your mind, but you're saying it with your heart, "Lord, I mean it with everything I've got. I know I may have to be separated from everybody else. I know everybody else may get jealous if they see me farther with you. But oh God, all I want is to be farther with you. Oh God, let me climb the mountain with you. Let me pray with you. Let me see your power. Oh God, let me go farther with you." Oh God, let me go farther with you.